You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Everybody say that. What if I could fly? What if man could fly for real? Wouldn't that be something? And I would surely touch the sky if I could just fly. You know, we have our dreams. We always say, what if this, what if that? What if you and me were together? What if forever, I mean eternity, for real? What if? If I were a painter, baby, I'd paint a picture of us somewhere on a private island making love, yeah. Now if I were a pirate, baby, I'd discover, yeah, you for me, 'cause girl, you are a treasure, yeah. If I was a dream, baby, here's what I'd do. Allow every good dream you dream to come true, yeah. If I want promise, baby, then you could bet, yeah, that every promise made to you, girl, will be kept. Yes, it would. If I was a magician, baby, then you'd have no fear, 'cause I'd snap my fingers and make your worries disappear. If I were all these things, then girl, to you I'd give all these things. Fly you straight to heaven, in step with you while the angels sing. I'd ask you to marry me, give you the sun for a diamond ring. If I could, I'd do those things. Now if I were a preacher, babe, my sermon would be...
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra, Dating Swap Sex. It's been really bad lately, so... Thought Dayton swallowed now. It's beyond sucking.
Yeah, drink that love. Drink that love.
It just open a daycare. I am your man, Big B. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all of the feedback and the questions and all the good stuff. Keep them coming. You keep them coming. We'll keep it coming. No pause. As I say, I'm your man, Big B. Got my IDS dating sex crew with me. We have today Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Rest in peace, Aretha. Mi vida.
Lord, we're going to spend 8 hours on her, too. We also have fresh off an excursion in... the jungles of Africa, Mr. Diego.
Thank you, my brother.
Oh, Lord.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, yo. That's how I'm feeling today.
That's good.
Bring it.
Bring it.
That was a long funeral, though, was it?
It was.
God damn. Like, I couldn't sit that down.
10 hours.
Well,
were they serving anything good?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. I would just went straight to the repast.
You know, that had to been the most incredible food.
I know. That's what I would have got to the
on
food.
On the face of the
planet. Yeah, I would have been good.
And the drinks.
Yeah. Mm.
Can you put some more Hennessy in there, please?
Yes. Damn.
That's a shot. That's one shot.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more on there for me, please.
I was sitting there doing, yeah, this is nice shit. This is nice shit right here.
I guess everybody grieves differently.
How about that?
I'll pull out my little baggies.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to.
Your foil paper and your Ziploc bag.
Yeah, you got to.
If they're real, they already have it for you.
Yeah, you
right. In fact, they have the little star from Go Jones.
You know I was at Riri's funeral, right?
What would they serve?
Probably some uppity food. I know they serve some soul food.
Of course.
You know, probably some soul food, some probably some. Some macaroni and cheese, some yam, something like that. They probably would have kept it real soul food, like, you know.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fried chicken.
Because Riri looked like she never missed a soul food meal.
Okay, here we go.
She did.
Remember, she lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Not in those titties. Those titties were still big. Her titties weren't big.
I know. I mean, they. Yeah. It is what it is. It okay. is what it is.
All right. Well, rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
Well, we said it off air.
We did.
What were your all favorites Aretha songs again?
Mine was "I Knew You Were Waiting" with George Michael.
Mine is ain't no good.
And mine is "A Rose Is Still a Rose" with yeah.
And mine was "One Step," but I don't know who you are.
Huh?
So yeah, I might have got it wrong.
Ain't no way.
Is it "Ain't No Way"?
Yeah. Ain't No Way.
Is it "Ain't No Way"?
Yeah, it's ain't like, no I don't know. Ain't No Good.
Okay. Yes, it's ain't No Way.
You know something? That's from Martin. Don't you know no good?
No, no good. Good.
Don't
good.
You know no good? Good. I got this song in my heart and it just needs to come out.
Ain't No Way.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Riri.
Oh, boy. All right. So before people write into us, let's get the show started. Or unless you want to be... Ask the whole "how's everything going?" blah 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 blah.
No, it's because
we haven't been together in a while.
You can do. I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, how's it going, BX?
Oh, everything's going good in the boogie down. Mm-hmm. Can't complain. I can, but I'm not. It's all right.
Complain?
What? No. I mean, what?
Let's say what you how you feel.
Saying. Okay. I'm enjoying life.
Okay.
To the fullest.
That's what's up.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Life is good for me. People are still fucked up out here, but it's still, you know, life is good. But there's still a lot of fucked up people.
Fucked up.
Well, yeah, I'm good because, I mean, I'm all about that dating thing. I'm an expert dater, professional, if you will.
Professional
dater. But I'm still, a lot of people are still confused out there. And even when I sit down and I talk to them, you know, run into them at Starbucks and what have you, and you're sitting there chopping it up with them. And it's still, you're not getting it. It's like, oh, dating is still so hard. Nah, you make it hard.
Yeah.
Dating is easy. You know,
it's not that hard.
You know, it's not that hard. So.
It's not.
Okay. What about you, Sir B a lot?
ebbs and flows. Just that's it with me, man. I'm just ebbs and flows, man. Right. You know, it's like shit. You know, you shit hits rock bottom, and then the next thing you know, you look around and shit's great. And I mean, hey, you know what? I take the good with the bad at this point. But you know, you got breath in your body. There's a new outcome tomorrow. So
that's true.
True that.
You know, mm-hmm. Keep fingers crossed. We'll see how things turn out. And yeah.
It's like gas.
Oh boy.
It hurts your stomach for a minute, but once you release it, you feel so much better.
I thought you meant the gas.
You know what? That's actually very true.
It is, really.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
I mean, you left out a step. I mean, your stomach hurts, then you evacuate the room, but then shit gets better.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah,
it gets better for the people around you and yourself.
Yeah. That is true.
Once the air starts to circulate.
Uh oh.
Yeah. I look at gas as like bad aura just being released out your body.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bad energy being expelled.
That was kind of deep.
Yeah, it was.
I like that.
I have a question that's almost similar, so keep that same energy when I talk about it. Okay.
How about you, Queenie Queen? Yeah. How's everything as you sit aperch your kingdom?
Uh-oh, why the...
Your queendom.
Hey.
Your...
Things are what they are. You know what I mean? I'm just blessed to see another day, and as I go to bed at night, I thank the Lord for letting it happen. And you know, I wake up just good and happy to be here, and I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right, okay.
You know, I had to say that for Diego.
Won't he do it?
Diego hates that.
Won't he do it? Tell your neighbor.
Wow. All right, let's get started, kids. So we asked the question on the last episode that said, does the number of people a person has dated matter to you? So we posted it on Facebook on our In Deep Show page. And let's see. Miss Lucy said, is that Lucy? Yeah. I only care if you dated a family member of mine. Can't get past that. Hashtag off limits. Miss Summers said, I'm only concerned with the number of people they are currently dating. Currently is in all caps.
Damn, none of your business.
Miss Davis said, nope, unless they got something they can't get rid of. I'm not really sure what that means.
See, that's the right. You know what, that dating and sleeping together is two different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Kmart said, nope, we all have a past. We all have a past.
Oh, I tell you, moon stars and quasars. We philosophers out in the day.
I would hope you would have a past, because nobody wants no brand new person. You got to break in. And
you got to teach them stuff.
You got to teach them shit.
I've only been in two relationships.
Yeah.
You're 40.
Bitch, you been in. You know, women tell you that bullshit. I've been in only two relationships, but I sucked by 80,000 dicks.
Who said that foolish?
Why you say 80,000? Like, I thought he was gonna go with like a humble like 10.
Say some foolish
or
shit
like 30.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm because
she only slept with four people in her life.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, but you know about five.
Yeah. But that is just because you date somebody, that does not mean you sleep with them, though. Or just because? No, I mean, I'm saying
she said she slept with.
Well,
with four people.
But I mean, just
off
because
the top, and when we can name you tipping 40.
Maybe it was three for this
mid 30, whatever. Wow.
Yeah.
And we can name three within 30 seconds.
Okay, well,
I'm
just
not,
because. Nah, no, so. I'm saying just because she's standing by somebody, that does not necessarily mean she's sleeping with him.
That's very
or
true.
Just because she dates somebody does not necessarily she's
okay,
she's
we know three people that you fucked. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, again,
okay, maybe then the one you don't know.
I don't think about it, if you fucked somebody.
Just, what I'm saying is, you're not going to tell me that you made it to where you are with zero talents and zero abilities.
Mm. She made it where she is because she got a body and she pretty. Like a lot of people out there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And she did a lot
people,
of guzzling.
But I'm saying, but a lot of people probably want to be in that woman's presence because one, she is famous or popular. And she is pretty and she has a beautiful body.
Man, that bitch fucked a lot.
Well, you don't know that.
She fucked a lot.
Just because she looks the way she looks doesn't necessarily
mean
she's
opening
up her legs.
And for those that feel that she is just that attractive, you have to add that to the equation.
First of all, ain't no bitch like,
because ain't no dudes trying to get with her because, oh, you know what? She's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, nah, she that bitch. That bitch fuck more than four guys and stuff like that. I don't know why she front like that. Come on.
I don't know who we're talking
about. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know too many.
I can't defend her.
Regular chicks who only fuck four guys.
You said,
Wait a minute.
See? Look how the face wrinkled
down. Really, come on.
I would be curious to see what our listeners think about it because, I mean, you know, again, I think just because she looks a certain way does not mean she's a hoe cake.
I'm not saying she's a hoe cake, but she's
I'm
fucked
not
more
she's
than
a
four.
Hoe either.
She's
I'm fucked
more
saying
than
she's
four.
Fucked more than four people.
Yeah.
Okay, so what she said, what if it was eight?
Eight? Well, okay, I'll go with eight.
Yeah. I don't care. All I know is it's not four.
Yeah,
no, you don't know because you don't know her.
I know it's not. I know it's more than four. I know if you digged in her background, she was a stripper and she did all that. That bitch fucked more than four niggas.
So in the same breath, you don't know. You don't know some of the cruddy shit Trump did, but in your heart of hearts, you know that raggedy motherfucker.
But I do know a lot of the cruddy shit he did. So I don't know anything about her background.
I know
besides she was a dancer. That's all I know.
She did.
Yeah. That bitch so fucked.
I don't know any of the cruddy stuff she's done that's any different than anybody that's walking down your sidewalk right now.
I mean, like I said, if she did fuck 50 guys or whatever, who cares?
But see, I think that's the difference, though. I think she would be like, and yeah, I fuck 50 guys. Like, I don't think she's that chick that would be like, no, I'm lying about it.
That would diminish
her brand.
Her whole brand is
very sexual.
It is sexual, but all the more reason than I say you only did it to four people. Yeah. You would say, if you did it to 50 people, you would say, I fucked 50 people.
She's still on the money-making side of her brand.
Because she did 50
Watch
people.
No, but remember, she has a whole slut walk thing and the slut shaming thing. So that's why I'm trying to say, like, I really do feel like if she did it to
I'll wait for the book at 50 to come out.
Yeah.
So she gonna have an OJ book if I did it, or if I fucked it.
Man.
And she gonna have a Corinne Steffens book and shit, you know.
God.
You know.
Well, I mean, you can't compare her to her.
No, I'm not comparing her to her, but okay. I'm just saying the fact that she's going to come out a book, but the Bible.
One told the truth, one I feel is bullshit.
Well, one we saw, we saw her on, like, video.
Yeah, video.
Doing it and sucking and fucking. So, you know what I mean? So you can't compare.
And I saw her video. She wasn't that good at giving head. I was kind of like, I was expecting a little bit more from you.
Especially with a name like Superhead.
Yeah, like I mean, Superhead. I was watching the video and I was saying, "What happened to the pickle jar?" You know, she wouldn't get the pickle jar going. I was like, "What happened to that?" So, yeah, I was a little.
Because everybody's technique is different. I mean,
and I understand that, but one of the best techniques is the pickle jar. And the fact that she wasn't screwing the pickle jar, I was kind of like, "Wow!" I was a little disappointed in her head game.
All right, moving on. So, someone turned in this question, which was really funny that y'all were talking about the whole gas releasing thing. So someone asked the question, how long do you date someone before you feel comfortable enough to fart, poop, take your wig off, etc.?
Oh, the first date, really. If I have gas, I don't give a fuck where I am. If I got gas, I'm letting it out. Now you might look at me like, wow, I can't believe you did it. You better believe it.
I don't
my stomach hurt.
Oh my God.
They're not keeping it in. So I'm gonna let it out. So that's just me.
First date, huh?
First date. I mean, if I'm
can't even go in another room.
No, I'm not gonna excuse him because we might be at a restaurant. I'm not gonna excuse myself or whatever. Oh, excuse me, I gotta go fart. No, I'm gonna just go. I'm just let it rip.
Just gonna let it rip while I'm eating.
I mean, hopefully I have some cushiony chairs so I can let it ease in the chair a little bit. So you know, lift that butt cheek up, and go, psst, you know. So.
Good night.
You know. And we all done that. We all done that little side cheek. You know.
Fancy restaurant.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, it's a natural bodily SPD. Function. It happens.
Huh? It's like a SPD.
Then you cut it. But, you know, with a smelly answer, you got to cut it. When you let it out, you got to wave your hand and cut it and send it off somewhere.
Oh, you know what? I can't. It's like, what is this, like a technique?
Yeah, it is a technique. Oh, you got to cut it.
I don't know about the first date.
Nah, definitely not the first date for me.
Okay.
But one thing I do know, this might kill her. I do know I have the tendency to let one or two or nine slip out while I'm sleeping.
You can't help that.
Right, while I'm asleep. So my thing is, once we get to the point where you're like, you know, you fall in your sleep, but now we're here now. So now I can start locking under the covers and doing all those type of games. And you know, it's the fart game, baby.
So at any point, so you don't even have a date or time on it.
I'll excuse myself and I will, yeah. Or unless you show me some nasty shit first and take the, yeah, I'm a match of nasty. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she shit, you shit, we shit.
All right, you shit the door open, talking to me and all that. Yeah, I want to see you shit
while you see the door open.
I'm cocking my leg up and
some people
baby,
are into
I don't
that.
Want
well, I'm gonna set you up and let a nice one out and be like, babe, come here real quick. Absolutely.
That's some nasty bastard.
So yeah, I don't know. I just think like once you feel comfortable with the person, I mean, and especially like if you're at the point where you're spending the night. Then you're pretty comfortable, so I mean, it happens. I mean, there's really no time frame for it. Definitely not. Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, but not the first date. Maybe the second or third.
Wait, so you consciously hold it in on the first night?
I remember it happened. Smells on a date. Oh my God, and my stomach was on fire, and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot fart. I have to leave. So I like cut the date short and like got in the car, but I was like,
tore that car up.
Yeah, tore that car up.
What if he came to the window and he was like,
right. I would have been like,
can you roll down your window so I can say something?
What? I put the air on real fast.
Like, can you go around to the other side? Or just step back about 10 feet. I'm going to get out and come talk to you.
And it was funny because afterwards, like a couple of weeks later, I was like, I got to tell you something real funny. When we went to the blah, 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 I had to fart so bad. I was like, my head was about to explode. We just laughed about it.
But even still, though, I mean, there's time. I mean, there has to be some sort of time into that shit. You know what I mean? Because, like, especially if you're dating somebody that's like an ass worshiper. Like don't bust off like when you know things are about to get romantic or intimate or whatever.
Yeah, not that, but that's I'm just saying. But if you just out on the evening or you're walking along and you know, a little gas come out, you know, something, you know, especially you have to time it though. You have, if you're somewhere loud, like a band's playing, you like that, you have to time
or
it
out. Or you test the water, like if you can sneak it out without it being heard,
right?
And then y'all walking or something, and then she'll be like, you find it, isn't she? You know, you depend on her action, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she's
Did you do that? because some people are cool. Some women are cool. Y'all be the only ones that, oh, that's just nasty. Like, you bet you don't fart. That's why you look the way you do. That's why you act like, let that gas out. You'll be a happier person.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't believe we're talking about this.
But it happens,
though. Well, it was a question someone asked us. Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Be yourself. I mean, let that gas out.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you don't wear a wig, but let's say if you did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's answer that part.
Well, okay, you know, it's interesting. I have a friend that has alopecia, and she wears wigs. And she even wears a wig to bed. Wow. And she's been dating this gentleman for about 3 to 4 years.
Mm.
And the wig is like a really, really good wig. It's like she paid like over $1,000 for it. Because, you know, she wants her hair to look natural. And you wouldn't really tell. But we had a talk about that. I'm like, so when do you, like, have you ever taken your wig off? Like, when you're there? She just puts a bonnet over the wig at night. And she just, you know what I mean? She never takes it off.
What if he has a strong hand?
Right. Well, I said it was definitely no hair pulling in there. Yeah. You know what I mean? They ain't getting down like that. But right.
Did you ever call her Patches?
No.
You never called her Patrick
at
all? No. Yeah, you never sing that song to her?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't do that.
So,
I mean, she's my friend from my childhood.
Does she have a good shapely head?
Yeah, she does.
So just rock your bald head.
Right. Yeah,
be proud of who you are. So, right. I mean, you know.
I don't think she's there yet. That has to be something that radiates from within. Like, I guess 45.
Okay, she did get over
that. She at that point.
Yeah, get over it. That, I mean, you know.
But she plays it off like it doesn't matter, but you can tell. But I don't know. Me.
Especially if it's a pretty shaped head.
That's right. Where the Evans Afro coming back in, too.
I know. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, for me, I mean, if I'm really comfortable, I don't know if it's a time frame. It just, because it all depends on who you're with. Some men make you feel super comfortable. And they're like Diego said, love the skin you're in. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind taking my wig off, putting some earrings on, some lipstick, and be like, I'm rocking it. You know what I mean? But then some men are really into hair. And they make you feel like, you ain't shit if your hair is short. You know what I mean? So
get a different man.
Right, exactly.
I mean, agreed. Exactly. Yeah, get a different man. Exactly. But still, it really does come from within, though.
It does. Yeah. So you have to like own it and rock it. But I don't think.
Keep it rocking.
I don't know. I mean, that's a conversation for me. I would just bring it up right away.
Yeah, really.
Like on the first date?
No, because the first date we might not even like each other. It's just the first date. But I mean, you know, if you vibing and you know you're gonna be rocking for a while. You know, when you mention it.
How do you spring that? I mean, like, how do you properly spring the off with the wig on a mate?
I'm really blunt. So I'll wait till we're just chilling. You know, and I'd be like, I gotta tell you something. And you'd be like, what? Like, I got alopecia and this is a wig.
You'd be like, bitch, I know it's a wig.
You wanna see my head? And I would take it off. I mean, honestly. You know what I mean? And of course, you know, I would make sure, you know, probably my head was like really bald and not like little patches, whatever. Right. I would make. And I'd be like, more bubble. You know what I mean? Whatever. And then I would look at your reaction and see how you felt about it. If you were like, oh, that's cute. You know, you should rock it with some ear. Then I'd be like, okay, you know. But if you were like, put the wig back on, then I would be like, can't, you know, I can't let my hair down, no pun intended, in front of you, you know.
Yeah.
So it all depends. Yeah. But I'm just.
I mean, you know, it's really real, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you can take your wig off just one day and be, you know, it's like 90 degrees outside, y'all come from outside and be like, woohoo, it's hot, just snatch that joan off.
Yeah, I think it's sexy.
Be like, snatch it off, girl. Yeah, stocking cap, whatever's underneath it, snatch it off and be like, it's hot.
I like women when they wear bonnets to bed. When they wear those bonnets, kind of make me feel like low, you know, who is it? Who's Red Riding Hood?
I don't wear bonnets.
You know, to me, it's like, you know, put your bonnet on and that's your hair upkeeping, that's what you do, or you know, you're bald headed. I think people have to be accepting of who you are.
Yeah, I mean, just
and that's just the way
day.
It is.
Yeah,
you know?
agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. For me, you're stupid. don't know. It depends for me. I have to be comfortable because I know even like I've traveled with people and they've just been friends, like girlfriends. And I'm like, sometimes my stomach gets so locked up. I'm like, ooh, like I guess it just gets that kind of nervous. I forgot. They call it nervous something, but I can't remember what it's called. Where your bowels are just like, yeah, I can't go. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can, of course, pee all day long, but, you know, mm-hmm. the rest of you just can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But I know, like, I would totally have to be comfortable with somebody before I can go, like, you know, all right, I'm going to go hit that bathroom. So you probably want to go that way, you know. And plus, you know, you all carry poopery or have poopery in your house. Mm-hmm. You know, that helps a lot, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People don't think about it, but that spray really does work.
It does work.
Yeah.
So think about it. Poopery, you can get it on Amazon.
It's NBS, that's what it is.
Hmm?
What you said, nervous bowel syndrome, NBS.
Oh, nervous bowel.
Are you thinking of irritable bowel?
Oh, yeah, that might be it, too.
Yeah. You know, okay. I'm like, that's not what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, just for some reason when I...
He made a whole acronym you know I mean? And everything.
Okay. But trying to sound all serious and shit about it.
It's NBS, you know, National Broadcast System.
Right. Except for your bowel. But yeah, no. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I definitely couldn't do it on first date. I mean, we know we're all human beings. We know everybody has his gas. Everybody takes a, you know, a dump. I mean, but it's just that some guys are just weird about it. And some women are weird about it. It's like, you don't want to know, like guys don't want to know women pass gas and that they, you know,
yeah.
Go number two or take a shit or whatever it is you want to call it. Some guys don't want to know that women do that. Yeah, you want to think that like flowers and shit
unicorns
comes out your butt.
Come out there.
And that's what I have.
Flowers, stupid.
Flowers and unicorns come out that ass, baby. That's all I need.
Yes, they sure do. But
is that a horn? Is that a horn I see?
They just smell a little different. That's all.
Flowers and unicorns come out. And they're covered with shit.
Right. Just smell a little different. That's all right. Okay, moving on. I cannot remember if I asked this question
or not.
You said,
is that a horn I see?
Okay, well, we know where your head and your face always is.
It's a look.
But that's what it is.
All right. So,
you know what you get if you date Diego. So, anyway, did I ask this question to you guys? What do you think is appropriate dress for a first date?
I think a long time ago.
Because I can't remember if I did or not.
It was a while back when we first started, a couple of years ago.
In something, we've been doing this for a couple of years.
We've done this for a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
At least a couple of years. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So I did. Now you agree, Diego? That I asked you if I asked
think,
this damn
I
question.
I don't think we did though.
Yeah, because you
do you remember?
Yeah, because I remember what Diego.
Okay, well play like I didn't ask the question and answer it. What do you think is appropriate dress for a first date? It would turn you off if the person came dressed in blank.
Yes, go and answer that, Miss Archive.
Oh, well.
Yeah, bring whatever you said back up.
Okay. Well, actually, what I said was that you should be comfortable in your skin. So on the first date. Now, if you're just doing a meet and greet, you're going to, you know, Panera or someplace, you know, Starbucks or something, you wear, you know, a nice, you know, nice pair of tight jeans and a cute blouse and some boots. But if he's taking you to dinner, you know, and it's a nice place, then you want to put on a really sexy dress, but not with everything hanging out and nothing too tight where your rolls and stuff is showing. Okay, ladies, wear undergarments. I'm just saying. Anywho, I digress.
How am I? But maybe I'm comfortable with my fat rolls just being free.
Well, smooth them down. Smooth them out with the get some space.
Maybe I don't want to be all bound up and smacked.
Well,
I'm not comfortable.
Well, I'm saying.
I'm just asking. Oh. Asking for a friend.
Well, I don't know. I say.
Okay,
say.
So but it would turn you off if the person came dressed in.
Like a man. So it would turn me off if a man came dressed in like sneakers, like and jeans. Well, some jeans are so dressy, but if he just wasn't dressed appropriate for the venue that we were in. So if it's a venue that requires a jacket and a tie and you don't wear that. That kind of turns me off. But, you know, thank God I've never had that issue.
Well, I
yeah.
Imagine.
So, yeah, but that would turn me off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say dress the part. I mean, wherever you going, don't just be on the other side just looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's, I mean... tennis shoes are acceptable if you're going to something that, you know, if you're like, you're going to a beer festival or some shit like that. You know, you look crazy out there with a damn evening gown and 6-inch heels, and you know, motherfuckers are act like, what are you doing a tasting today or something? Shit, or you know. So, I mean, I would just say to me, try your best to look the part. Be dressed and prepared for what it is we're probably going to be doing on said date. If it's something that's in general, like a first meeting type thing in a coffee shop or whatever, I mean, my thing, I mean, we try and be real with each other. Dress where you dress. And let me make a decision on the person that I'm meeting. You know what I'm saying? If you dress like what I would consider a whore,
then what's wrong with
then,
that?
Then, you know.
And that's what you said last time.
Just saying, period, which your definition?
What my definition is, may be.
Just because it's Starbucks or just because on a first date if she's dressed like said whore?
Yeah, it doesn't matter where we're meeting. If okay. You know, if we're meeting for dinner or whatever, going to McCormick Smith or Starbucks, whatever. You know, if you dress the way you dress, you know what I'm saying? That way, you know, don't do nothing out of the way that's not you to try to, you know, don't perpetrate a fraud.
Right.
So it would turn you off if the person came dressed in, you're just saying, like, don't be in an evening gown. Don't wear, like, 6-inch heels if you're going out.
Right. Don't look crazy. Don't, like, everybody want to, like,
overdo it.
Yeah, like, did she not get a memo what the fuck we was doing today?
Right.
You going bowling, you got an evening gown on.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with B. It's like, it's always, it depends on where we're going. Like, if we're meeting for the first time, like if we met online or something like that, and we're going for the first time, and we're like, okay, you know, we're going to meet at Starbucks or Panera Bread, I still want you to put your best foot forward. I don't want you to come out there looking just like you're just rolling out of bed. I still want you to put some effort, right, a level of effort in. Even if you're wearing athletic wear or athleisure wear, you know, as they have now, I still want you to look good, you know, decent, because, you know, you still, you know, this is your first representation of, first impression that I'm seeing of you. So I want you at least put your best foot forward. But it's like, yeah, depending on where we go and plenty, I'm giving you plenty of time of saying, or letting you know, okay, we're going here, whether it's a beer festival or whether we're going to play bowling or whatever the destination is. I'm gonna give you plenty of time and say, okay, this is where we're going. If we're going to dinner, I'm gonna let you know we're going to dinner, you know. So I want to gauge on how do you dress, how do you flow, and if your flow matches mine. Mm-hmm. And from that, I want, you know, if your flow doesn't match mine, then chances are, then I'm probably going to cut you from the roster anyway. So,
Mickey,
yeah, it's about that flow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so of course people can't see me, so I'll just describe to you guys what I have on. So I have on like a V-neck black T-shirt, and it actually just says Brown Downtown from the winery in Napa. I have on some black leggings and like some Adidas slides, although they're super cute. Super cute.
They are.
They're really cute Adidas slides because they have like flowers and stuff on it.
They are.
So if we were meeting at Starbucks at the first time and I walked in and I had on this and my hair's in a ponytail, would you be like, oh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, no.
What about you?
I mean, if you're rocking it well, and I mean, again,
well,
I'm not going to judge it all there.
Okay.
I'm not gonna judge you just on that.
Okay. I'm just curious. Asking for a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely would, like, yeah. No. But I'm shallow, though. I'm shallow.
Yeah,
shit.
We know. Yeah. Everybody that listens to the show
think,
knows.
I think, ultimately, I probably wouldn't recommend it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tend to be a little bit more understanding.
Okay. Let's see. For me, appropriate dress for a first date.
Can I say one more thing?
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Like, for instance, like, if Diego were to say to me, man, I went to meet this chick and she came and she had on some leggings and flip-flops and a T-shirt, you know, I might not be able to put that visual together and be like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, I totally understand with him not being comfortable with it.
I mean, this is basically athleisure wear. just, you know, maybe if I had on a different shirt. I'm just, again, asking for a friend, not really for me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, putting it out there. Okay. So, I guess I have to agree with what you guys said about appropriate dress. I would think it would just depend on where we were going. And if we were just, like, meeting at Starbucks, I mean, I honestly really wouldn't care what somebody had on at Starbucks, because more than likely, you know, there's been some type of communication or pictures exchanged or something if this is our first meet and greet. So, and maybe some talk about, you know, what we liked, what we disliked. And it wouldn't be that big of a deal if he came in, let's say, some gray sweatpants, wink, wink, and some sneakers and a t-shirt or whatever. That wouldn't be a big deal to me, you know. But if we were going out and let's say to a nice restaurant and he showed up in the same gray sweatpants and a t-shirt, then I would be like, like, that might be more of a question, mm-hmm. you know, to me, because I'm like, wait, right. Now I like to be comfortable. I see you like to be comfortable, but are you comfortable like everywhere you go? Yeah. Like, are you a basketball coach or or some type of coach or something?
And
you know,
and even they can change at the gym,
right? Same okay, I mean. What?
Can I ask you, so just on the same topic, I'm speaking to the ladies, does your tolerance for that shit adjust as the relationship goes on? I.e., I'm seeing more and more and more and more situations where, you know, a lady will be dressed like they're going out a night on the town. Mm-hmm. And the dude looks like he rolled off the trash truck with some dirty run-over tennis shoes, stained-out shirt, blah, blah, blah. Or even still, are you familiar with the Hamilton dresser? If I go in there one more time and see a bunch of dudes and wife beaters sitting around, like...
I've never seen that there.
Yeah.
Okay.
A steak.
And I'm like, when... I don't know if I don't
can I
know.
Ask, are they younger or older? Just out of curiosity.
They're younger.
Okay.
Well. But I mean, it's my thing is still. I mean, like I would feel like if I was a lady in that situation, I'd be like, "You're shirt in the back seat. What are we doing?"
Right.
Now I
because
do,
if that's what you're wearing, just go ahead and drop me off.
Right. Now I do agree with that. If I don't really see a lot of older guys would run over shoes, or hell, younger guys would run over shoes, but I mean, I'm sure it exists, especially if you're going out. Yeah. Especially if you're going out,
I don't care if you got some out the box brand new J's. If you are going out to something that's a little bit more upper echelon in terms of dining, I mean, anything beyond McDonald's.
Right.
And I wouldn't even do it there. But really? A wife beater and jeans? This is acceptable night out wear?
Isn't that kind of like Kanye and his tiny shoes that he wore? Isn't it kind of similar to that?
No, it's not.
It's like, I don't like what he said. Do women get to a point where they're in a relationship and they just don't give a fuck what their man wear? As long as they're together, they really don't care what their man wear.
I mean, I do believe there are.
Yeah.
Relationships like that where, because I mean, I've been out and I've noticed too, like, actually a group of my friends were like, wait a minute, why does she look like that and he look like that? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of like we were trying to figure out, we were like, is this a first date? Mm-hmm. Are they married? And I think if I remember correctly, they were married.
Ooh.
I think
even worse,
right? I know. But I think at some point it's like either you just give up on you, or you're just kind of like overly comfortable in the relationship and you just don't give any.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's just, it's an interesting thing. Cause I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it's like you gain weight and it's like, you don't feel as good as you used to. So maybe, you know, you have some pants or you have whatever that's a little tighter fitting than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're like, ugh, let me just put on these sweatpants or let me put on, you know, these leggings or whatever, you know, and you just put it on and you go out. I mean, and you know, you might think, yeah, I look all right, mm-hmm. you know, because your mate is not saying, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, so you think, okay, I look okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, as for the wife beater, that's not acceptable. I mean, unless you're like, I was going to say working out, but I don't even want to see a wife beater in the gym for real. But I mean, but if you have to wear like, if you have to, the gym is more appropriate than being in like you were saying, like the Hamilton is like a pretty decent like place to hang out in the city. You know what I'm saying? And they have like, you know, you have your transient people, you have your people that live in DC that go, you know, they have like music, they have really good food, they have good drinks. Yeah, I don't want to see wife beaters in at the Hamilton. Yeah. You know, like if I was at like you said, McDonald's, or if we were at like Chick-fil-A, or if it was extremely hot and you were walking down the street and then you were like, oh, let me take off my t-shirt because I'm really hot. Then other than that, I don't really want to. So I guess that would be my deal breaker. If I was on a date and a dude walked in a wife beater, I'd be like, bro, what are we doing here? Yeah. What is that?
No bueno.
Right.
And I mean, it's a little disrespectful. It's so bad to the point where, you know, my friends, they just, I mean, they fall out laughing because they like, you going to smack the next person you see with that. Because it's so often, and I'm like,
that's looking kind of around gross. Like,
can I not get the memo? Something happened.
No, that's weird. I haven't seen that. And I don't know if that's just an age thing. So maybe some of our younger listeners out there can help us. Like, why y'all wearing wife beaters to like nice restaurants? Like, even if you are wearing nice sneakers and nice jeans, like that's not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. Anywho.
No.
All right, let's see. What else do we got here?
Have some cooth about you.
Have some. Oh, okay. Here's a good one. And I'm going to ask this question where we'll respond, and then we're going to take a break. But let me ask. Okay. How would you respond to someone you just started dating and they weren't happy that you had a best friend, a BFF, or a good friend of the opposite sex?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You don't remember this because we just got it like 2 days ago. I'm like, what, yes, are you magical?
Yeah, well, I'm just archive.
Right, I'm like, we just got this question.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally, like.
Well, you know, actually.
Well, maybe I was talking about
that. For me, and I've had that situation happen where I met someone and we were, you know, kicking it for a minute. And we went to a homecoming. And one of my BFF who was at the homecoming, for whatever reason, she felt that my BFF slighted her. So on the drive back, and she was like, well, I don't like your friend, and I don't think y'all should be friends, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, I don't think y'all should be friends. And now me and this chick just started dating, you know. And so I said, so you want me to get rid of my friend who, you know, whatever reason you felt slighted, and just dump her just because you and I just got together? And I told her, oh, that's not going to happen. So needless to say, I got rid of her because, no, I mean, if you can't deal with the fact that me and my friend are best friends or we're just friends, there's no sexual, nothing sexually that's ever gone on. We're just friends. And if you can't accept that, then you gotta kick rocks. You know, that's just the way it is. You can't come in and start dictating, you know, who's going to be my friend and who's not, especially if there's no sexual anything has gone on as far as that. We're just friends. But you feel that, oh, well, you know, she might like you or whatever the case may be, whatever, you know, or he might like you or whatever, you know. It is my friend, but you can't make that choice for me, you know. So I think that if someone comes and tries to tell you or dictate to you to jettison your best friend that y'all been cool prior to you meeting this person, I think you need to get rid of that person, period.
I agree. I can't believe those two words come. I agree. Yeah, okay, so I'm about being comfortable with, like, being comfortable with who you are and, like, and playing your position. If your man is introducing you to his good friend, it's just that, because you figure if you had history with this young lady from college or whatever, and if you wanted her, you would have been with her.
Right.
But you were introducing your new girlfriend to your friend.
Right.
So it's like, I think women need to be a little bit open-minded when it comes to stuff like that. You can tell that your spidey senses can tell if something is not right, but you just can't walk around being tight and insecure all the time. You know what I mean? It's like, I think a lot of women shoot themselves in the foot because they just want to come in right away and just start regulating stuff. Like, you know, it's being, you know, especially if the dude is putting it down in the bedroom, she don't want nobody to have it or even think about anybody else ever getting it. So you just get real possessive and crazy.
It's so sweet.
Let it go. Don't worry, let it go. Okay? Because, look, if it ain't right, it's going to come out anyway. So just be your fabulous self.
If it ain't right, it'll come to the light.
It'll come to the light. So just you be your fabulous self. And I see a lot of women do that. They come into the relationship and they regulate. This one got to go. That one got to go. This one got to go. No, you know. And then they try to isolate, but that's not reality.
Yeah, guys do that too. It's awesome.
They do. They do. They do. And
say the same thing to y'all.
What yeah,
if,
they
I
do.
I mean, you. What, yeah, yeah. What if he came in and he was like, you can't be friends with Diego?
I've had, I've had that. I've okay. had that happen. And I basically say, oh, well, it's then you're going to, if you can't, if you're not secure enough to, if you're not secure enough with that, then you have to leave. And usually, and he didn't want to leave, so he's just dealing with it at this point. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it is what it is. You have to be secure in yourself. Diego's not going anywhere. He's my BFF.
Yes. So. Formerly known as SD.
What's that?
Sweet dick.
Oh. What the ooh. Hell? Not in her life.
Not in her life, but I'm just saying. I said formerly known as.
I know, that's what I said. Not in her life.
Okay. But I'm just saying, yeah, I've had that happen, but I just dismissed it quickly. I was like, you must be joking.
Right. There be a lot.
So ignorant.
Right.
Well, all I can say is, that is the story of my life.
I can imagine.
I mean, if you're new to the show or just climbed from under a rock, you know, everyone knows that Queen is my best friend. And, I mean, I can usually see the look on the face. And like, how long y'all know you? 25 years. And it's like,
not the eye roll.
Like they don't even want that competition in their life, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, I can dig it. Yeah, if it's not for you, I can dig it. We probably don't waste each other's time off the break. But yeah, she's gonna be here. So that's the one thing. That's the one staple in my life. The rest of y'all seem to be a revolving door. So. Yeah. So I'm with the rest of you, man. I got to kick rocks.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta go.
Word. That's what I say. Yeah. I mean, because I feel like friends, you know, are in your life for a reason, and a lot of times, I mean, not being funny, some, you know, people you're dating, they don't really last that long anyway.
That's true.
So why would you cut yourself off from your friends? Because we all know that friend. As soon as that heifer or that dude get in a relationship, you don't hear shit from them.
Yep.
Until after that shit is over, and you're like, and they're back. I got a friend on group text. It's like, oh, her shit must be over because this bitch is materialized out of thin air again. So I'm like, oh, either it's on the rocks or, you know, it's already over. Either one. It's fine. Yeah. But I mean, but you know, when she disappears, you know, oh, okay, she must be seeing someone. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, me personally, I've never been that person. I'm not going to disappear on my friends. If I'm dating someone, they're going to have to understand, you know, B's in my life. I mean, Diego, you wouldn't care about, but, you know, B's in my life. I have, you know, a lot of other really good guy friends that are in my life. You're just going to have to deal. And if you can't deal, I don't know what to tell you. Then it wouldn't work anyway, because, you know, you have to get comfortable and know, you know, the people that I associate myself with. Like, you know, I think once you get to know my friends, I think you know, he would feel comfortable being around, you know, mm-hmm. me with them, or hell, maybe that they would hang out without me, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, I would be all right with that. So I wonder though, it probably doesn't make a difference whether it's a woman, you know, or if, like for me dating a guy and he had a female friend, or if it was, you know, Diego dating someone and, you know, and vice versa. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. and if she would be mad that he had a female friend. I don't think it would be any different. Do you guys? Like, I just think people are people, and you just jealous of people.
Yeah, I think people period, just jealous, right? Yeah. I think people just come in and they just insecure. You just have insecure. Right. And like Sonya said, a lot of people use that isolation technique,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
to kind of, you know, pull you away from your friends. Mm-hmm. And if you're, you know, weak-minded mm-hmm. in that way, you'll pull away from your friends and, you know, and all of a sudden this, because this person will give you that false sense of, oh, it's all about you and only you, and you don't need them, and it's just mm-hmm. us. And once they conquer that and pull you in, then all of a sudden that's when they start tearing you apart, tearing you down. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a red flag.
Yeah, you need your friends to kind of bounce things off on to make sure that mm-hmm. you know that you're not flaking out and doing dumb shit. So you need your friends, you know. So
that checks and balances.
Yeah, you have to have checks and balances. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you're like, you know, friend, like, you know, like the queen said, friends are for, you know, for a reason. And niggas and bitches are like Mrs. Lowry.
For a season. Not a season. You know what?
Mrs. Lowry got married.
Is it Miss Lowry or Lowry?
I just thought it was Lowry.
Yeah. No, I think she got married.
You talking about Mrs. Dash.
Mrs. Right. Dash. Okay. I know it was one of those bitches who was a season.
She's on a roll today with these mixing stuff up.
Cause that's, I'm like, wait a minute.
Mrs. Dash. I know it was one of them.
I would have thought Lowry was a dude, but anyway, okay.
Yeah. No, that's Mike Lowry.
Anyway, no. All right, let me get the hell out of here. We're getting ready to take a quick break, guys, and we will be right back. Thank you for listening to the In Deep Show, Dating Sucks?
Might be that we have different views sometimes. Whoa, but that's all right. You're still a friend of mine. Sometimes you go your way. Sometimes I go.
Welcome back to IDS Dating Sucks? Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. Shout out to our loyal listeners. Girl, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. You know who I'm talking to. We had a conversation. You know who I'm talking to. Shout out to you. So, if you'd like to leave some feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or you want to leave a voicemail and you're not shy and you don't give no fucks. 202-750-1437. We always get a lot of guys leaving messages. Occasionally Lady Rowe when she's not, you know, Trying to beat up Diego.
Where's the old bitches? I mean, I know they struggling out there.
Shit. You know what?
I mean, come on, you need to leave them. Because they struggling. I hear y'all. They struggling.
Can you not? Because first of all, I'm like, what age bracket is old bitches? Because I don't know if I'm in that category or not. And if I am, I'm going to punch you after the show. So would you like to say what age you're talking about? Or you just mean older people? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying from the 48 and up. Y'all need to get, I'm listening to y'all. And I'm here for y'all. Use me for the wealth of knowledge that I am to help you find that right guy for you before you get too fucking old. Yeah, and you age out and shit.
Know what you don't want.
To help you, that you know what you want for you age out and shit.
No, not hey. You find love when you find it.
Yeah. Shit.
Or love finds you when whatever. So whatever
does,
way that
so does a coffin and shit, but okay.
Okay. I'm just saying we're not all out here, you know. Never mind. I was gonna say some shit. I was about to get caught up. And rip Diego a new asshole. So let me cut it out right now. But anyway, sorry. So sir, do you have a question for us?
I do. And before I start with this question, I want to say thank you. I don't know if you remember Queen when we put it out to the listeners. I don't even know if it was this show where we asked to give as much information as you can so we won't have to speculate on what might have happened, blah, blah, blah. It took me a while to narrow this one down to a talking point.
Okay.
But thank you, because now I can sort of go to bat for some of the things that you said. So anyway, okay. It goes a little something like this. A couple got married. At the reception, the groom, in his toast or what have you, he said that he looked at this marriage like a draft pick.
Oh, shit.
All right.
He says, it's easy to speak on how great the potential is, but the true value isn't going to reveal itself until years down the road.
Wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. So the person that is asking for our help said that she was appalled that he would say something like that about her girlfriend. She said, she says currently their relationship is on life support. The lady that wrote in and the bride, their relationship is on life support because she feels that the bride should have said something to him about that or felt some kind of way. She says that the bride's take on it is, you know my husband, and you know he's a sports fanatic, and this is how he talks about everything, whether he's at work or whatever. He always mixes in some sports reference. And this should not have been alarming to her because, you know, they've hung together for years. So, so the question comes down to this. Is the lady that wrote in overreacting about this whole thing? Or is the bride just blinded by love and completely missed an opportunity where she was slighted?
Whoever wrote in is overreacting like a motherfucker. Like, girl, if you know this dude, you know his intentions weren't bad. And if you thought there was a problem with this dude, you should have said something to your friend before she even walked down the aisle, before she even accepted that ring. Like, now, keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the bride is okay with it because this is something this man does in his daily life, I mean, be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? And I also would, I would love to know if she said she was married. Now, I would have loved to have known, yeah, to know
now
that.
Now, remember, what she's mad about is not the fact that he makes these references. It's the fact that basically he just, at his wedding, said his wife's true worth is not going to be realized till years down the road.
Yeah. Well, I'd be curious also to know how old they are. What if they got married in their 20s or maybe early 30s or something, and maybe the potential for both of them is to still grow and get to know each other even better and, you know, make this relationship stronger. And, you know, so I don't really see that. I don't know. I don't really see that as a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure a majority of the people there probably kikied when he said it, because they probably all know him or know how he is, mm-hmm. you know, and they probably didn't take it to mean that he was belittling his bride or, you know, smiting. Oh, wait, what? Oh, okay. I thought I saw Diego next to me bubbling, like, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I think the friend needs to, you know, have a seat and just relax herself, unless she wants to lose a friendship over something like this. I mean, she could just be jealous too. I don't know. That's why I said I would have been curious to know if she was married or not.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, and actually, if you're in a sports, you know, you're into sports, and I understand his analogy, because what it is when you do get a draft pick, a high draft pick, you really don't know their true value until later on down the line, because they could turn out to be a bust,
or
you could turn out to be a Hall of Famer. And when you get married, yeah, everything is wonderful and great at the beginning, but as time and your marriage stand the test of time, you start realizing how valuable this person has become to me and helping me grow and become a better person along the marriage. So the friend is, I think the friend is out of line. First of all, her ass ain't married. I can tell she's not married. Because her husband, I can tell she's not married, because her husband should shut the fuck up. That's none of your business.
She's all in business.
Because you all in their business, all deep up in their business, when you shouldn't, that's not your concern. If she wasn't offended by it, it's not for you to pick up the cross and carry for her. If she says she's fine with it, it'd be one thing if she came to you and say, girl, can you believe he said that? You go, yeah. But she didn't. So your job is to be the best friend and say, you know, if she's fine with it, then your ass should be fine. If just because you didn't like the football reference, that's on you. You need to sit down and find yourself a man that's going to make a wonderful reference about you. Because really, if you really look at it, it was really deep and understanding that the fact that the best is yet to come. That's what it came down to. So,
I agree. That's two nights in a row. Right. I mean, that's two times in a row. So, yes. Okay. So, I initially, when I heard this, I said to myself, that's interesting, because it doesn't feel, and I understand probably what the girlfriend was saying, it probably didn't feel romantic. You know, I mean, to toast, he stood up. Getting married is like a draft pick, blah, blah, blah. But if that's what he does and that's who he is, that was a term of endearment for him. And let's face it, you really don't know somebody until something happens and you see what they're really made of. I mean, you know what I mean? God forbid they get, you know, she gets into an accident. Me and Queen were talking about this earlier. God forbid she gets into an accident and she's paralyzed. Are you going to run? Are you going to stay? You're going to be by my side. You know, that basically what he's saying is you really get to know somebody when you basically see what they're made of when things happen as life goes on. Same thing, but you know, if the tables could actually definitely be turned for him too. She could have said the same thing for him. I'll have to see what you're made of over the years and over the decades. Let's see, you know, let's see your worth, and let's see, you know, what you're made of. So I mean, if that's your girlfriend, and let's say she did call her after the wedding and said, girl, did you hear what he said about the draft pick? As a girlfriend, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to listen and be like, yeah, how did you feel about that? Well, I'm upset. Why? You don't really play into somebody's relationship and make it seem and have them like feel, you know, crazy about it. And basically, you are not being a friend if you are not supporting your friend. So you and her shouldn't even be on life support, because that's her life. And she doesn't seem like she's sad. And the reason why you hanging on for dear life, because she about to cut you because you're bad energy in her relationship. She can't have all that bad karma in her relationship. So you about to be gone. FYI. Just saying. Yeah. I mean, because she's going to have to do it, because husband first, friend second. That's just how it goes when you marry. So that's the hierarchy.
I mean, actually, you're further down, but
much further down.
So for me, there was three things that I took away from it. One, I guess not being there and not actually hearing the statement that he made, was he talking about their marriage as a whole, or was he specifically talking about her?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I don't know. Because sometimes people can speak of a person, but they're speaking of the whole, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, the other thing that kind of struck me was the bride said that the lady writing in should have known this about him because they've been dating for years. Uh-huh. Don't know what constitutes years, but I don't know, five? I don't know what years is. And you dated this person for years. You got to a point where you were gonna marry them. If you did make the statement about her, what haven't you found out in years that hasn't proven the worth to this point? So that just kinda had me raise an eyebrow. But overall, I feel like y'all's relationship shouldn't be on life support because, again, as her friend, you should be in a role of supporting her. There, believe you me, there are going to be things that are going to happen that you don't necessarily agree with, but this is not your relationship to live. You know, your job and your role is friend, and you might have to watch her do some dumb shit or whatever that you probably wouldn't do. But, you know, short of her getting physically beat down and blah, 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 and that type of shit, you know, play the bat and just be there to pick her up and dust her off if it were to come to that point. So that's, but I think she's overreacting a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, way overreacting.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that.
Get a man.
Get a life.
Yike. Get a man to go say some sweet words about you. Mm-hmm. Then one day, child, you will be something special.
You know what?
Uh-huh. What the hell?
Something special. That's what he was saying. She's special now, but as time goes on, it's like fine wine. Yeah. She's going to become even better. Mm-hmm.
Why the hell he just say that then?
Because he wanted to put football analogy. Yeah, he wanted a football analogy. Fan. You know, he's a sports fanatic. He was saying that draft pick. Because sometimes, you know, you get that first round draft choice. And, you know, you have all the expectations that, you know, they move good. You know, they're hitting the pocket just right. The footwork is good. Everything is right. Boom. Then they turn out to be a bust. You know? You're thinking that everything is perfect. And everything is just wonderful. Then they turn out to be a bust. He's saying, from what as he sit back and he survey her, it only going to get better. She's going to get better and better, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. Because to me, that's what it's all about. Yeah. I think it was beautiful words. I might have had at least shed a... Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm gonna shed a tear.
No, you ain't gonna shed no tear.
That was still good, though. That was good, though.
You was
What did the girlfriend look like? Can we get pictures next time?
What everybody look like?
What the hell? Calm down. We can't even get people to send in questions.
I know, but I'm so sick of they're feeling
some type of way, as people say.
Really?
You know, like, you should know by now. You sent in a question. We're not going to say, hey, Miss Susie sent in question. You know, we're not going to do that.
Mr.
Derek sent in. Yeah, we're not going to put your name out there. So don't, you're comfortable and know. I mean, mean, either B gets it or I'll get it. So you don't have to worry about Diego, because this Negro would probably read your name on purpose.
Susan Anthony said this.
Right. I would say, hey, don't read the name. And he would still be like, Susan Anthony said X, Y, and Z. So anyway, so hopefully we're helping. And if you think we're helping, hey, let us know. If you don't think we're helping, hey, let us know. We would appreciate it. So that way we can see, you know, which way to go. And if you, again, if you have any questions, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437. And for Big B, Dago, the BX, Strong, thank you for listening to Dating Sucks? Question mark.
Be a fool.